A health warning will appear on all alcohol products here from May 2026 under new regulations signed into law by the Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly. From that date, labelling on beer, wines and spirits will be required to state their calorie content, the number of grams of alcohol and information about the health consequences of alcohol consumption. Stephen Donnelly said the new law is designed to give consumers a better understanding of the risks associated with drinking. But Drinks Ireland, which represents the industry, has accused the Minister of railroading the legislation through, despite plans for an EU-wide scheme. Minister Stephen Donnelly has been responding to those claims this lunchtime and telling me first how the labelling scheme will operate.
So I've just signed the commencement for the lead-in period now for alcohol health labelling. And as with the smoking ban introduced under Micheál Martin, this will be a world first. Ireland is the first country that is doing this. I'm in Geneva at the World Health Assembly, and it's supported by the World Health Organization. There are a lot of other countries watching in, and what I anticipate is actually this is going to become the norm, much like other warnings previously. So essentially, there will be a warning now that includes the danger of alcohol consumption, including when pregnant, a warning of the direct link between alcohol consumption and fatal cancers, and then information such as the grams of alcohol and the calories in a given product.
So this will be then in a text form, will it? Or perhaps like the warnings on tobacco products, will there be some visual information included as well?
That's right. It's a combination of both. So the steer we got in terms of being able to communicate best was that the pregnancy warning, for example, would be a diagram. And then there's other design criteria around making sure that it's easy to read, you know, that it stands out and so forth.
And it's a focus here on high levels of consumption, or do these warnings relate to any levels of alcohol consumption?
It relates to both. We're obviously aware of some of the very significant dangers, health implications of high volume drinking. But actually, there is research out showing that any level of alcohol consumption does come with certain risks. And really what we're trying to do here is to say people should make up their own mind about how much they drink. But we have a responsibility to let people know what the risks are. So, for example, Brian, in Ireland, one death in every 20 is attributable to alcohol. We've the third highest prevalence globally of fetal alcohol spectrum disorder. And then there are links to cancers.
The labels will highlight this. Will they be applied by the retailer, by the importer, by the producer?
They'll be applied, it depends. So people producing the product in Ireland, they may choose to put it on the label directly. There was a concern raised, for example, let's say a small producer in Italy. Would they stop sending their product into Ireland because they'd have to create a bespoke label? And the answer is no, they don't. So they can export and we can import a product that doesn't contain the warning, and then a sticker is simply put on it in Ireland.
And in relation to pubs and restaurants, the on-trade, will the warnings be included in what people buy in those settings?
They will. So for the on-trade, obviously, if you buy a bottle of beer, it'll be on the bottle of beer. And then in the legislation, there's requirements for the on-trade to have a signage on the premises to basically be able to alert people to the dangers. It's really, really about public awareness. But some of the research driving this, of course, shows that most of us really don't know the linkages.
The industry organisation Drinks Ireland has accused you today of railroading this legislation through, accusing you of doing a solo run when the EU is already planning to have a harmonised approach to health labels. Now, why not wait for that process to work its way through and be part of it rather than rushing ahead?
Oh, I make no apologies for making sure that people in Ireland get access to the health warnings that they need. This has been in train for quite some time. It's one of the many things that we've brought in. The listeners will be aware that there's now physical separation of alcohol in shops. There are significant restrictions on advertising. I commenced minimum unit pricing not that long ago.
But this Prime Minister is years away. You've deferred it to what, 2026?
There's a lead-in period that came about because of concerns raised mainly by small local Irish producers saying they were concerned that Ireland would be the only country. But certainly, if the industry is saying, will you not just wait a little bit longer, the answer to that is a flat no.
Well, it's 13 member states of the European Union who've raised concerns about this at the European Commission level, the European drinks industry. They've called on the Commission to take action against Ireland to take infringement proceedings.
That's right. This is not something the industry wants. We have established health risks between their product and cancers and deaths and dangers during pregnancy and general health warning. It's not something they want on their product. My view and the view of government is people in Ireland have a right to know, and then they can make an informed decision.
Well, what they're saying is that Ireland, or what they're arguing, is that Ireland should be part of the European approach to this.
That's fine, but I have no issue with Ireland moving first. You know, the tobacco industry didn't like the fact that Micheál Martin brought in the smoking ban. Ireland moved first. Ireland proved the point, and then many parts of the world followed. And as a result of that, an awful lot more lives were saved.
But if you're so concerned at levels of alcohol consumption, why is the government then proposing to allow licensed premises to stay open until 12:30 at night and nightclubs until 6 a.m. in the morning? There's well-established links, aren't there, between the availability of alcohol and abuse of alcohol, and you're planning to significantly extend availability.
What we're doing is we're saying people are free to live the lives that they want to lead. And we are making sure that they can make informed choices for themselves. So up until now, where there are health risks associated with particular foods or particular drinks, those warnings quite rightly have been on those products. All we're doing is saying people should live their lives. They should have a drink if they want to have a drink. They should have many drinks if they want to have a drink. All we're doing is saying people have a right to know what the health risks are. And the surveys we've done make it very clear that the vast majority of people are not aware of those risks.
So you're not concerned that other EU member states have issues about this? You're not concerned about the industry raising objections? And even the fact that this may well be discussed at the next meeting of the World Trade Organization because of the trade implications?
No, I'm not. We've been through a process with the EU, and we now have the green light from the EU, and that's why I've now signed the commencement order. And we've also been through a process with the World Trade Organization. There was a particular set of processes required with both groups that needed to be gone through and cleared before we proceeded. They've now both been gone through, and as I say, we are therefore proceeding. I can tell you, though, Brian, the conversations I'm having with ministers for health in the EU, and indeed here in Geneva, ministers for health are from around the world. The health argument for this is self-evident. You know, we're not saying don't drink. I drink. I enjoy a drink. We're just saying that people have a right to know what the risks are associated with what they're doing. I would be reasonably confident that in years to come you're going to see people following Ireland's lead, just like they did with the smoking ban.
Just a couple of other issues while you're with us, Minister, if I might. The timescale now for opening the National Children's Hospital. The Mail on Sunday was reporting yesterday that it's not now expected to receive patients until March of 2025. Is that now the expected opening date?
No, it isn't. There are people that are concerned about the timeline. There's no question about that. But I want to be very clear. There is an agreement in place with BAM to have this hospital ready to hand over to us in March. And I expect BAM to honour all of its commitments in full to that effect. We then have a very clear agreement in place with Children's Health Ireland that they have about 6 months to finish commissioning the hospital and for us to have children in the hospital towards the end of next year. And I fully expect CHI and the HSE to meet those obligations.
The Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, speaking to me just before we came on air.